party, rocking chair, grandma. Or rather, would you care to dance, grandmother? Do 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 do.
Simpson, we're back in, well, full of blood. I don't know. The joke fell apart. After getting cussed out,
contributes to the Indiana versus Michigan contribution. Right now, the Pacers are beating the Pistons 15-3.
Tell them 15-3. That's a big ass deficit.
Right? Man, fuck the Pistons. Man, right. I hate the Pistons. You can beat them for all I care. Call me when you guys beat like a team I care about.
All right. Anyway, let's get back on topic.
All right. The whole thing with Nicki Minaj. Going back to what I was saying about her whole thing, I think Remy Ma has a point, but it's like everyone, all these dudes on, and by dudes I mean like dudes with like Beyonce as their Avies on Twitter. They keep saying, oh, Nicki Minaj makes more money, therefore she's a better artist. No, that doesn't not how it works.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct about that.
Cause real talk, nigga, who's someone who makes a lot of money off their music but is shitty?
Soulja Boy?
I wasn't gonna say Soulja Boy, I was gonna say Macklemore, but let's just go with that. Like I can't stand Macklemore.
I can't stand either one of them. Macklemore, Soulja Boy. Like, I went down to Indiana University for spring break one year. Not spring break, for this Little Five, which is a bike race that they have every year. And Macklemore was headlining a concert. The only reason I went, because like I said, Wale is one of my favorite artists, and he was performing at the concert too. And this was around the time that Wale and Tierra Thomas had Bad that was blowing up all over the radio stations. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand how Macklemore's Thrift Store, or whatever that song was called, was a bigger hit than Wale's Bad. But in any event, like...
I can answer it. Bad scared white people. Keep going.
Why did that song scare white people?
Because it was a black person. Because racism.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess you got a point. Like, that's the answer for everything. I mean, there's... Man, that's another topic for another day. But anyway, like, you know, like, Wale came on. He came, like, at first it was Talib Kweli. He performed for, like, a long time, and he actually killed his performance. Wale came on, killed his performance, had the shit knocking. I was lit the entire time. Then I looked around me, like, nobody else. Well, they were kind of feeling Wale, but they weren't really feeling him. But I was lit, so I didn't give a fuck. Then Macklemore came out, and he's got, like, this scrawny-ass black guy with a trumpet, just playing a trumpet, just doing, like, the most generic dances with no T-shirt on. And I'm looking around at, like, all the white people around me as Macklemore is performing. And they are fucking hysterical. Like, they are going crazy. And in my head, I'm like, this is what music is going to? I left. I mean, like, he did one song. And he did, like, he came on after Wale. He did, like, maybe one song, one and a half songs. And I just walked out. I was like, fuck it. This isn't real hip-hop. This isn't real music to me. I hate it. So, like, the fact that, you know, the public puts more money in his pocket versus the people who are actually, you know, versus the people who are actually talented in that genre, it boggles my mind. I'll never understand.
Before I say what I'm about to say, I want to just point out something I just thought of. Another advantage that Indiana women have over Michigan, I'm trying to keep this even, Michigan is the only place I've seen in the times I've been to other states where a woman can be like a four and like be curving dudes left and right and still have like a list of dudes still going after her. I don't know if y'all don't have that problem. I'm gonna assume not. Just saying. I'm assuming none of y'all have that problem, right?
Wait, say it again?
Michigan is the only place where I've seen women be, like, a four and below and, like, regularly curving dudes and, like, still have, like, a list of dudes still in their inbox for whatever thing they do.
No, that's everywhere. And that's, you know, you blame...
No. When I say four, I mean, like... When I went to Indiana, what we would consider a four and what we consider a four are probably not the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, listen to what I'm about to tell you. There was a point in my life where I was jobless, I was homeless, and I was just looking for like a warm bed to sleep in and a warm meal to eat. So if I had internet, and I was on Facebook or Twitter or wherever there were women there in my area that I knew, regardless of what, you know, her body mass was, or regardless of what her face looked like on the Richter scale, I would be in her messages saying what I had to say just so I could make sure that I had a place to sleep at night. So when I see, you know, dusty ass niggas in these girls' inboxes, I don't even sweat that because I know it's an issue. I know that they're struggling. Like, I know poverty when I see it. So,
you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm taking it in your state. You don't have niggas who have, like, full-on lives, like, established lives, dating fours and belows.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's a certain type of mind frame that some of these niggas have that they do. There's like some of them, they don't give a fuck. Like, not everybody, like, you know, my standards are high as fuck. Like, you know, I'll probably never drop below like a five or six, even on a worst day, but there are people out here that don't give a fuck.
Okay, you know, okay. I just want to say this to you and your friend on one thing. I will say,
oh, everybody's left. Everybody's gone.
Oh, thank God. So now you got to say this out loud to them. I will agree that Indiana has better looking women than Michigan, as long as we can both agree that Colorado beats us both.
I'll go ahead and
as long as we can agree that Colorado has us both beat like a motherfucker.
Because you know, I've talked to a couple girls out in Colorado. Like, Colorado has a lot of stoner chicks for obvious reasons. And, you know, women love to smoke weed. So I'm pretty sure, you know, they probably got both beat. Both
I don't know.
Beat easily.
I've only ever, quote unquote, been with one stoner chick in my whole life, and the sex was good, but like, I have to ask. I'm not gonna say this is weird. Is it usual for, like, when you have sex with a chick, for her to start making food for you after you're done? Like, not just, like, something like entrees. Like, is that normal?
I don't know. I'm normally gone before they wake up.
Well, we were at my house, so.
Well, that normally kick them out, then, I guess.
But... No, she's a friend, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I trust a lot of the girls that I talk to.
I've known this friend for years, so I trust her.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's a good situation. If you're with a woman who knows how to... Was the food good?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, then yeah, that would have been a keeper then. Awesome. I don't understand what you did.
I don't know. My back hurt after.
Was she a heavyset girl?
Okay, define heavyset.
Was she? Did you have trouble lifting that leg up? When she put that leg on you, did you have trouble lifting that leg up?
I don't have lifting nobody's leg up.
Was she over 150?
All right, moving on. Back to the subject at hand. When it came to Remy, because she's gonna hear this and she's gonna hit me if I say the wrong thing.
Well, that's on you. That ain't on me.
Because I'm going to share this on my Facebook, and I don't need her in the comments being like, nigga, if you don't stop talking about shit that happened months ago, I swear to God, I got a man now, I'm expecting this kid, you trying to fuck my life up, nigga.
Ooh, yeah, she's about to get on you, boy.
Why didn't...
He loves those biggins, boy.
Stop calling her biggins.
I'm going to set you up with... I'm gonna send some of these big girls in Indiana to come hang out with you, man. I'm gonna hook you up.
Swear to God, if you send me a girl who looks like Lena Dunham, I'm gonna find you, nigga. I will triangulate your location and show up like Batman. Just show up with a cowl and a cape and just drop kick.
Just drop kick, damn.
Just right. Last. Just be like Malcolm's dream. Last thing you see is black.
All right. Anyway, we gotta keep on subject, man. We gotta get out of
here. So yeah. Remy won that one, and
yeah, of course you won.
Also, let me just say this about Papoose. I want to say two things. Number one, Papoose. I don't know what to call that nigga. The most faithful nigga I've ever seen in a hip-hop relationship, or just the saddest. I don't know what this qualifies as. Because it's
the most faithful, man. That's real, like, you know, I'd say, you know, I think we're in the early stages of watching Papoose and Remy's relationship. And I think, you know, in a month or two, it's probably going to start transferring into... relationship goal memes. Because let's be honest, Remy's not the coldest. She doesn't have that Beyonce face.
I don't give a damn. Here, let me just say this first about Beyonce. Beyonce is a very beautiful woman. I'm just tired of everybody thinking all the women who look like Beyonce are the most beautiful. That just goes to something I've been saying for the longest, which is, I've said this on Twitter. You've probably seen me say this on Twitter. One of the things that, like, drives me crazy about our generation of men is that everybody loses their minds over every girl who, like, I won't even say racially ambiguous. You ever notice that niggas always lose their mind over girls that look vaguely Asian?
I think that's, like, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's more over girls that look more light skin to a point where you can't tell what their ethnicity is.
That's what I'm talking about. Those motherfuckers, yeah. like niggas, like, who lose their mind over women like Cassie.
Rashida Jones, I'd say, too.
But then there are some women who would, like, But then there are some women who look racially ambiguous. I can just look at them and tell, like, one of your parents is black. Shout out to my old boss, Ariana, from the last job. First time I saw this chick, I knew one of her parents had to be black, but yet everyone in the whole fucking restaurant didn't know she was black. And that pissed me off. Like, how the fuck am I the only person here who realizes Ariana is black? Seriously, niggas, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they probably weren't exposed to that. Like, they probably weren't exposed to enough black people to be able to see a resemblance.
No, I can understand why the bosses didn't realize that, because the bosses were all white people. I understand why they didn't know. I'm talking about all the other, like, non-black people in the whole fucking restaurant. How did no one else realize that but me?
I don't know.
I know a mixed-race black person when I see one. I got cousins who look like that, goddammit. Every black person in America has at least one cousin who looks like so light-skinned you don't know if they're actually a part of your family.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, they got that one extremely high yellow.
Everybody has one, at least
they,
one.
They got that one Gina from Martin color skin tone in there for their family. I know what you mean.
I got one on both sides. I got at least one on my mom's side of the family. If any of my cousins are listening, they know exactly who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say her name, but they know who I'm talking about. We all know who we're talking about. Like, I will just say this. Like, my great uncle will know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to saying, like, you know, Remy Ma ain't ugly.
No, she's not ugly. I think when she... Let me rephrase that. Remy Ma isn't ugly when she wants to be. I think, you know, if you get drunk one night, you smash Remy Ma, you wake up in the morning and she rolls over, you know, you're probably going to be looking at Beetlejuice.
Nah, I've seen what she looks like without makeup. It ain't that bad.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I'm just saying, you know, like, that forehead, you know, her bangs try to cover it up a little bit.
If all I gotta worry about is a forehead, I'll live, nigga.
That's one of us.
See, that's one of the reasons. See, that's one of the reasons why I kind of like being attracted. I'm glad I'm attracted to darker skin black women, because I already have an idea what you look like without makeup. There's like for example, the first. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Aisha Tyler, there was an episode of The Talk where they had an episode where all four women did the show without makeup. Aisha didn't look no fucking different.
Yeah. Aisha's cute. I like Aisha.
I have her book.
I don't read.
Oh, that book is hilarious.
I'm sure it was. She's a comedian, so, like, you know, most of the things that she does, it's gonna be fun.
Also,
like, she's got a sense of humor.
Also, side note, Aisha Tyler makes a weird cameo in the first Watch Dogs game.
Really? That's...
No, I'm serious. There's a mission where you have to go into, like, I guess what is not Sears Tower, and if you use the scanner thing to, like, scan for people's personalities, one of the people that shows up on the inside of the building is Aisha Tyler.
That's pretty dope. I like that.
And I'm like, what the hell is she doing in this game? I'm
like, oh, yeah, I like that.
But, you know. Anyway, going back to... Remy Ma's not that bad looking. Like, I'd be more afraid of, like, waking up next to, like, I'm trying to think of somebody. I'd be more afraid of waking up next to, like, I don't know. Shit, you think of somebody.
Motherfucker, just naming an ugly bitch off top. I would be afraid.
Oh, I know somebody. Faith Evans. That's who I'd be afraid to wake up next to. Because I don't know what she looks like without makeup.
Faith Evans? You're talking about Biggie's wife, Faith Evans?
I don't know what she looks like without makeup.
Do you think Biggie would be all your just fucking ugly bitches? Rest in peace, the guy?
Oh, come on, like, Biggie never fucked one ugly chick. Have you seen his baby mama for his first kid?
Biggie didn't fuck ugly bitches after Puff.
Did you see the woman he had his first child with?
Biggie didn't fuck ugly bitches after Biggie put him in that suit.
Did you see the first woman he had his first kid with? Not Faith. Faith is who he had his like other kids with. He had one kid with some random chick before he got famous.
Biggie was just a real ass nigga. You know how a lot of niggas just don't care. That's what Biggie was. A lot of niggas just don't care what the girls look like. As long as it's vagina, they hitting for it, bruh. That's all it was.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah. If I ever get rich and famous, I already know who I'm calling to be like my baby mama off top. I can't say her name, but she knows who she is.
Shit happens.
I'm calling her right now and be like, look, you know how much money I got. You know where I am. You know I can take care of you. So, what's the deal? She's like, you're an asshole. You didn't say no. She's like, you said you're going to send me a flight? We're like, yes.
Hell yeah. All right.
But, give you an idea what this friend of mine looks like. She pretty much looks like Maserati Triple X.
Huh.
The woman I kept referencing throughout this whole show. She looks like a Maserati Triple X.
Gotcha. Interesting.
But going to the last thing, the whole Sierra versus Future subject. Now, me and you were arguing about this on Twitter, and you want to give your side of this first, and then I give my rebuttal.
Okay, so my thing is, it was mentioned that Russell won, quote unquote won, because he is with Sierra now, and they're having a kid. And it was also mentioned that Russell being a good guy won, and it disproves the fact that the nice guys finished last. And when I read that, I was like, wait a second, hold on. Let's roll this back a little bit. Sierra used to be with Future. Future having the baby mamas to the utmost degree, grabbed Sierra back when she was hot and popping. I'm not talking about today's Sierra, where she can't make music for shit. Like, Sierra had just made, Sierra had just, like, signed, like, another world tour or something like that. Got her, fucked her donkey style, impregnated her.
I'm sorry, what's donkey style?
What'd you say?
What's donkey style?
Donkey style is what? Motherfucker, just go to X videos and
Is that what God did to Mary, and then they ironically ended up at a stable?
That's how you want to put it. Be my guest. Anyway.
I'm going to hell for that one.
Future had just fucked Sierra donkey style, kicked her out the crib with the baby, and got back to doing whatever the fuck Future wanted to do. So Sierra has her reputation damaged now, has a kid by a dad.
Hold on, let me stop you right there. Damaged how?
Sierra has she's never going to be able to make a top hit musically again. Like, her career is over.
Because she fucked Future. Are you fucking kidding?
Because Future got that ass and then kicked her out.
Like, you mean to tell me there's no producer that won't get Sierra? My nigga, she could make a career just making, like, EDM songs.
No. There's no producer.
Bullshit. I know EDM artists that have gotten singers that fucked around with, like, way worse dudes than like Future, and they put them on songs.
Ain't none of them's name is gonna be Sierra. I know that for a fact.
They won't get Sierra? Hey, David Gutta, get Sierra on a song and prove this nigga wrong.
Sierra will never have another hit. Like, she doesn't have it anymore. Future robbed her of everything that she had. Future took everything.
David
that she
Gutta,
had.
Calvin Harris. What are you niggas out here making pop songs with like random singers?
Sierra is wrapped up. Like, she was ready to be tossed in the trash. And then Russell came over and scooped her up. Like, he's got, like, another man's leftovers right now. That's all it was. So, like, my thing is, you guys are saying that Russell won, him being a nice guy, he won. I'm like, wait a second, how did he win? This man is taking naked pictures with his baby mama, but also a baby by the other man's.
All right, let me tell you how this is probably going to win, because this is the mistake a lot of people make about, like, what it means to, like, win on these sort of situations. Everyone, like, both the people who call him a simp for that and then the people who believe in the whole being a nice guy thing, the mistake everybody makes is everyone believes in this idea of, oh, if I'm a nice guy, I'll get this, like, perfectly good woman that has, like, no weird back history. Like, all right, first of all, let me just tell you why this is all bullshit. Number one, it depends on how old you are, because if you're, like, in your early to mid-20s and you're expecting to find some woman who's, like, never fucked around with anybody and all this, you better be at the top of your motherfucking game when you show up. You gotta have, like, some sort of, like tangible means to bring them in, or at least be, like, either be really good looking, have a lot of money or something. Like, you have to have some sort of, like, tangible. I'm sorry it sounds shallow, but it's the fucking truth. Number one. And then number two, and if you go into your, like, later, like, your mid-20s, you gotta start it's gonna get harder because now people are getting older. Like, we're getting older. We can't play the same games we used to play when we were younger. It's like, shit's changed a little bit. Like,
right, okay.
Which leads to point number two. If you're still single in your mid-20s, you really can't expect to find anyone who has huge mockable flaws once you hit your mid-20s. Because once you hit your mid-20s, you have now officially entered into the point where, like, everyone who's still single at this age, there's a reason why. And the most benign it gets is kids. I hate to make it sound like that, but it's the fucking truth. Like, it doesn't get, like, when you're in your mid-20s, everyone who's single, if the only thing is, oh, I have kids, that's probably the best it's going to get. Because once you start encountering, at least speaking as a man, once you start encountering women who have no kids but are still single in their mid-20s, You're left kind of waiting out this game on, like, something's about to give. Because that's what's happened with me. I've met a lot of women who had, like, no kids, no boyfriend, all these things. And then you meet them, and then there's, like, some big fucking reason why. And then you realize, oh, this is why you're still single. So for Russ, being, like, a dude, I want to say he's, like, his early to mid-30s, and now he's with her, this was the best he was going to do. Because now you're in your 30s. If you're really waiting out for, like, a girl who has, like, in your 30s, being the age that he is, for somebody who's, like, had no weird back history, has no flaws, like, if you're really honestly waiting out, you're going to be waiting forever, because that doesn't exist once you reach the age he's at. Like, you're at a different point in your life. Like, this idea of just this perfect woman, like, who's, like, got nothing.
Hey, fuck that really thing.
I'm just saying, once you hit the stage where there's no, I'm just saying, once you hit the age that and you expect nobody to have no flaws, I have to call bullshit. You kind of gotta make some contrivances the older you get as things go on. Like, if you're still single, the older and older and older and older you get, you're gonna have to admit that there's going to be some people who either might have a life situations that you might have to fit yourself into, or they might have some emotional issues. But, like, to say he lost, like, because she just has kids, I don't agree with that, because, like, he's a 30-something-year-old dude. Like, did you and she's still single. Like, did you really think nothing was gonna happen? Like, everyone at this age, like, anyone who's, like, you get what I'm trying to say.
Okay. First of all, Russell is, I think he's, like, 28. So he hasn't even reached his 30s yet.
Which still falls under my point of what I was trying to say, like, mid to late 20s,
okay.
You know.
But, okay, so let's focus this strictly on Russell and Sierra. So Russell being a Super Bowl MVP.
He's also divorced. I might want to add that, by the way.
Yeah, he's divorced. He divorced a white woman because she was cheating on him with a guy that went to Notre Dame, which is the school that's in my hometown. Anyway, Russell bring to the table Super Bowl MVP, guy on top of the world, back-to-back Super Bowls. He's just balling. He's turning into the face of the NFL. Sierra brings to the table a kid whose baby daddy is Future.
That's not exactly a bad thing.
Hold on. A music career that's faded away and is pretty much non-existent now.
Okay, but what if they just like each other? What if it's just they like each other?
Okay, so I'm saying who's bringing more to the table?
Okay, maybe one brings more to the table than the other. What if they just like
each other? How is that a win? If I'm bringing more to the table,
as long as you found somebody you're happy with, as long as you found somebody you're happy with and you're okay with what the situation, as long as you're happy, as long as you can wake up the next day and you're okay with what life is, just at its base, what your life is, like, okay, I married this woman, she has this other kid, we're having a kid together, my career is fine, she's trying to build her, as long as you're okay with that, I don't see the problem.
Alright. We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
I don't see how this is a loss because it's like
I'm just saying
because how is it going to be better? I don't understand how this is gonna be better.
I'm just saying Russell can do better than Sierra.
At this age, it can't be better. Russell's... You can't do better at this stage. You cannot do better. At this stage, any woman who's still single and has no kids at his level of fame and fortune is either A, trying to set him up, or B, has some other fucking issues that he's probably not prepared for.
At this point in life, I'd probably date Katy Perry before I would date Sierra.
No. I know why I'm not going to date Katy Perry before I date Sierra. Katy Perry was raised by, like, crazy religious people. So I know at some point that's gonna become a huge fucking problem.
Katy Perry could still make a hit if she wanted to. Sierra can't.
I don't care about that. If I'm trying to date and I'm Mr. Famous, I can make my own money. I don't care. If I can carry the family, I don't care about her. About her having a big career. I can hold down that. If I know I can hold down the household and continue to hold down the household myself, I don't care about all that shit in the past. Like, okay.
So let me ask you this: who won more, Russell Wilson or Sierra?
I don't look at it as who won more.
But that's what I'm asking you: who won more, Russell Wilson or Sierra?
Is Russell happy? Then he won.
Oh my god. You are completely missing what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Sierra has finessed Russell Wilson.
How is it finessing if he agreed to this? Give this man some responsibility for his choices. Before anyone out there says I'm just making up excuses, let me put this in perspective for everybody who's like disagreeing with me on this. I was raised by a single mom, and I hope my mom goes the rest of her life being single for the rest of her fucking life, because she's a horrible human being that's treated me and a lot of other men like shit. So honestly, I wish nothing but bad things happen to her and only her. But with Sierra, I have nothing really bad to say about Sierra, because from what I know for a fact about Sierra, I don't have anything bad to say about her.
Okay. We're going to have to save this segment for like a sneak peek or something like that. I don't know. I got to end it here, though, bro.
All right. Final part of the show. We were going to do about – we argued about our favorite porn stars, and the one featured today was Mia Khalifa.
We should save this for next time.
All right.
I really got to go.
Fine. We will say this part of this, but I will just say this. This motherfucker said some rude-ass shit. Frank, tell them where they can find you.
Oh, you already know. Black Magic Warlock. It is spelled at BLAQWARLOCK. Oh, fuck. I fucked that shit up. I'm too drunk to spell my own at name. Just put it in the comments and we'll figure this shit out.
All right. And, of course, the show's Twitter is 517 Red Hood. That's 517 REDHOOD on Twitter for the show's Twitter. You already know my personal Twitter, which I barely use anymore. Blah, dot, dot. I'd like to end this by issuing a form of apology to the state of Indiana.
Apology will be accepted, man.
But I still stand by my statement that Colorado has better looking women than all of us. I will agree.
That's
on
reasonable.
I mean, you guys beat us out because I will at least say this much. You guys don't have juggalos, right?
I don't know.
I'm gonna assume no, right?
We might. I don't know.
Not as much as us, probably.
That's a reasonable assumption. I'm just saying, like, I completely don't know.
All right, since y'all don't have juggalos and we do, y'all win on this one. So I'm gonna give y'all the edge on that. We gave the world juggalos, so we suck on that department.
All right. But I'm going to hit you. We'll finish this up, like, some other time. We should, like, end it. We should, like, do, like, a part one, part two in the middle of the Sierra versus Future discussion. And then we should, like, pick up, like, next time we, like, do this.
All right.